The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says more research is needed into the number of brain injuries sustained by veterans. New York's junior senator will be in Buffalo to announce legislation that would address the injuries caused by blast overpressure or the repeated exposure to explosions or blasts from the fire of heavy weapons. The brain injuries have been connected to cases of depression, anxiety, and other cognitive problems. Gillibrand will make her announcement at Western New York Heroes, the Buffalo agency that provides veterans and their families with financial assistance and essential services. The Seneca Nation is preparing to resettle parts of its Allegheny territory that were taken by the federal government for the construction of the Kinzawa Dam. A committee established by the nation is working to identify which of those lands are livable and develop a plan for resettlement. The preparations come about 60 years after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers took about 10,000 acres of Seneca land to use as overflow for the dam. The resettlement process is expected to take years. And the average price in Buffalo for a gallon of unleaded gasoline fell 1 cent in the last week to $3.59. The report from the AAA of Western and Central New York follows information from the Energy Information Administration that showed an unexpected increase in the nationwide demand last week as domestic gasoline stocks fell. The national average price for a gallon of unleaded gasoline is now $3.51, up 1 cent from last week. The national average price for diesel is down 2 cents and stands at $3.81 a gallon.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
An investigation is underway into a Niagara County fire that destroyed a residence Sunday. According to the sheriff's office, responders were called out at around 10:30 in the morning to the report of a porch fire on Stone Road in the town of Heartland. Personnel from the Middleport Fire Company were first on the scene, but additional fire companies were soon called out to help extinguish the fire. While the residence was deemed a total loss, all occupants were able to safely leave the structure. The American Red Cross is providing assistance to the displaced family. Erie County Democrats are endorsing a candidate for a new seat on Erie County Family Court. West Seneca Town Judge Jeffrey Harrington was unanimously endorsed by the county party on Saturday to run for the court's new ninth seat, which was created in legislation signed by Governor Kathy Hochul last month to reduce case backlogs statewide. Harrington will be running alongside fellow Democrat and Amherst Town Judge Cara Buscalia. The Republican candidate is Clarence Deputy Town Attorney Peter Vasilian. And the Seneca Nation will not be creating a tribal police force after Nation citizens voted down the proposal at a referendum last month. Seneca Nation President Ricky Armstrong announced the result on Friday, but didn't provide a vote breakdown. The July 12th referendum asked voters two questions: whether they supported the creation of a tribal police department and whether they supported the nation working to obtain criminal jurisdiction over people other than tribal citizens.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.